Marcus, this connects directly to another major story capturing attention today. The Open Source AI Must Win manifesto that's generated over 1,000 upvotes and extensive debate. The timing of this gaining traction right after the Anthropic Directive feels significant.
Absolutely. When you have government agencies capable of shutting down access to proprietary AI models overnight, the economic case for open source alternatives becomes much stronger. Companies are realizing that relying entirely on external AI services creates a single point of failure that extends beyond technical issues into regulatory and political risk.
The manifesto makes several compelling technical arguments. Open source models enable deeper customization, allow for local deployment without external dependencies, and provide transparency that's impossible with black box commercial offerings. But the HN discussion reveals the challenges are more complex than the advocacy suggests.
The business reality is that most companies lack the technical infrastructure and expertise to effectively deploy and maintain open source AI models at scale. There's a reason why OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google have captured such significant market share. They've abstracted away the complexity that most organizations can't handle internally.
However, the infrastructure landscape is evolving rapidly. The guide for setting up local coding agents on macOS that's trending today demonstrates how the barrier to entry for self-hosted AI is decreasing. When individual developers can run sophisticated AI agents locally, the operational requirements for businesses become more manageable.
There's also a competitive angle here that the HN community is exploring. If open source AI becomes truly viable at enterprise scale, it could disrupt the current business models of the major AI companies. We're potentially looking at a shift from AI as a service to AI as infrastructure, similar to how Linux transformed enterprise computing.
The technical challenges remain substantial, though. Training large language models requires enormous computational resources and expertise that most organizations don't possess. Even with open source models, companies still depend on cloud providers for the underlying infrastructure, which creates different but still significant dependencies.
What's interesting is how this debate intersects with broader technology sovereignty concerns. Countries and companies are increasingly aware that dependence on US-based AI services creates strategic vulnerabilities. Open source AI offers a path toward greater technological independence, even if it requires higher upfront investment.
The community discussion also touches on innovation dynamics. Open source development often accelerates innovation through distributed collaboration, but it also raises questions about how to fund the massive computational requirements for advancing state-of-the-art AI research. The current proprietary model, whatever its flaws, does channel significant resources into pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
From an investment perspective, this could represent a major inflection point. If open source AI gains serious enterprise adoption, it could devalue the moats that current AI leaders have built around their proprietary models. Investors are starting to price in scenarios where AI becomes more commoditized, which would shift value toward applications and specialized implementations rather than foundation models.
The regulatory dimension adds another layer of complexity. Open source AI is inherently harder to regulate or control, which could either accelerate government support for open alternatives or trigger more restrictive policies. The Anthropic situation suggests regulators are still figuring out how to approach AI governance, and open source complicates those efforts significantly.